Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again with another episode of Agape Love Podcast, a voice of light in the darkness, here on YouTube Podcast and YouTube Music. We've been working through a wonderful teaching by Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries, which taught me a lot about you and all of humanity and nature. It's called The Oppressed Spirit. We've been working through it, and this is going to be episode number 25 of The Oppressed Spirit. And I'm going to read to you a couple of poems that were written to me from some oppressed spirits out of multi-generational Satanism and witchcraft, who touched my life tremendously and who touched God's heart with tears that he reached out through me to them. They're all now believers. These two writers, Miss Amanda and Isaac, they were multi-generational Satanists with complex programming in their soul and spirit, full of demonic spirits in their spirit, multiple personalities. They lived a double, triple life out here on planet Earth. And God wants you to hear their stories that they wrote to me, so to help you understand the oppressed spirit and why it's so important to set it free through agape love, a voice of light in the darkness. Let's open up first with prayer. Dear God, we thank you that you reached out through all the eons and are still doing so to those in great darkness, and that you are reaching through a voice, Pastor Deborah, and many others, through circumstances, through dreams, through visions. This God of creation, this God that both Isaac and Miss Amanda found, oh, he's a mighty God. He's a king. He's a governor, a politician of the kingdom of heaven. I am his minister. I was his voice to them of love from him. So we want to thank him for all his love for them and never leaving them nor forsaking them or forgetting about them. So we thank you, God, that your love has carried on forever and always will. And it reached out through me to these two precious people, so we could help and understand what an oppressed spirit sounds like, what their lives are like at a deep level. Thank you for teaching us through other people's lives and through your agape love. And here on this podcast show of Agape Love, a voice of light in the darkness. This first poem was written in December 2000. Ooh, that was a long time ago. It's called Moving. It was from a multi-generational Satanist who invited Jesus, the Christ, into their heart, but still could not get out of multi-generational Satanism. Her name was Miss Amanda. I have to move. I don't really know why that is. Have you ever heard of people feeling like that? It's really tormenting me. I'm the only one still awake, but I'm so tired. But I don't want to end this night, because in the morning I will be faced with myself all over again. I have to move. I have to change constantly, or I'll freak. When I can't move, when I can't change, I have to get it out one way and fast. So I slit my wrist. I slit myself with a razor, a knife. The blood flows. Please don't ignore my request to change or move. I won't be hurt again. I won't be raped anymore. Every time things are left the same, I get raped. They find me anyway. I'm not crazy in my head. I just feel like this 24/7. Manda was always moving around from house to house, apartments to apartments. Anywhere she could go, moving. Never able to stay in one place. That was Miss Amanda. Now she's homeless. She's been in the state mental institution. That's what happens when you come out of this deep, dark stuff. God still has her. When she's homeless and on the streets, she's witnessing. She's an evangelist everywhere she goes. Her heart is still with Jesus. Her mind is messed up, and she's still moving. The next poem was written by Isaac, a satanic high priest and king of the third family of Satan's international Illuminati bloodline, the kings who rule the world unseen. Isaac was a programmer of children. He was Amanda's biological father and was supposed to marry her and have more children with her. Incest, it's called, to keep the bloodlines running freely for Satan. He had had a child with someone else, and it was sacrificed. So listen, February 2001, a poem written to me. They knew me as Pastor Jan at that time. After the death of a young baby boy from his mother of about 16 years old and who was a multi-generational Satan, that was Miss Amanda. She had a lot of abortions, a lot of pregnancies. She was a chosen queen to be of Satan. This was written by Isaac and Amanda. Baby boy, too young to understand the reality of the mess your family's in. Every day I think about you. I miss you so much. But now you are completely set free. Don't have to be hurt or messed with. Know that I will always love you, my son, my precious son. No more tears. I am happy for you. In heaven you will be until I can join you. Take care. Love always, Mom and Dad. These two had a child, and it was sacrificed. In Satanism, that is what happens to most children. The very few get to live. Those that do are highly traumatized. They are sort of Manchurian candidates, multiple personalities, filled with demonic spirits. They leave their bodies all the time. It's not a nice life, and I was dropped into it to help them. Here's another one from Miss Amanda, called My Baby. This was written in November 1999 by a barely 16-year-old multi-generational Satanist who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord at the age of 14. Dear Jan, that was who she knew me as, love always and forever. This is a very, very hard question for me to ask you. I am writing because it's important to me that I act fast or it's going to be pretty ugly, okay? Do you want to, or do you know anyone who would adopt my baby? Not permanently, but at least until I can get completely out and go underground. I'm dead serious, Jan, because of you and everything I've shared with you. I've come to love and trust you. And I wouldn't ask this if it wasn't serious. I'm risking a lot. You cannot imagine the risk I am taking just by asking something like this. I cannot go on any longer, knowing that the fate of my unborn child. If it's a girl, it will probably be sacrificed, or raised up to be like her mother, a breeder, for satanic purposes. If it's a boy, he'll have a high priest. I'll have a high priest of the brotherhood as my son. Both destinies are hellish, and I simply cannot cause another child to go on like that. So I guess in a way I'm begging. I have to give this child away or watch Satan defile another young one. You taught me to care more than I should. And sometimes I wish I could just pretend this isn't real life, but I can't. This is a real life I'm dealing with. I know for now, possibly always, I'm trapped within this group. It's my high priest child, that was her father, Isaac, and I am not playing games. If they got a hold of this letter, I'd be severely punished. If you cannot do this, tell me, please. Either way, I'm not trying to force this on you. I know you have a family of your own, and you don't need another burden on you. But if you're really called to help us Satanists out, and I know you are, think this as a future high priest, a Satanist of a powerful bloodline. I had to know about bloodlines. I studied bloodlines. Know all about them. I'm begging you, look around. Christians who are like you, only strong enough to deal with real Satanists and a real devil, not a weak wannabe. Well, I gotta go now. I'll see you later. Think about it, will you? I love you no matter what your decision. Love always. P.S. Don't tell anybody I've written this. Just don't, okay? Goodbye. That was my life many years ago with these people that prepared me to be here today. And I saved their letters. I wrote them so that you could hear them of what an oppressed spirit is like. So let's now open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that your work is powerful and true to reach down into the darkest of dark, into the lives of those who cannot find any light, any hope, that you are there, reaching through a voice, through love, through hope, and you are providing them a way to eternity through agape love, through a vessel, through a voice called Pastor Deborah. We thank you that you have all these babies and we will see them again. Their earthly life is ended for this time, but they will join Pastor Deborah in her kingdom of the agape love, the golden palace, in a new kingdom on a new earth one day. They will be there. They are being educated and trained right now and loved. But thank you for teaching us through these people what an oppressed spirit is like. In the name of you, the God of creation, the God of agape love and eternity. Amen. And I want to pick up where we left off. The dangers are not as strong as the desires to get the fruit, to hear the words, to taste and see. We were talking about fruit trees and how sometimes you have to go to the tree to climb it to get the fruit or pick it up off the ground. The tree does not come to you. Sometimes people will bring the fruit to you and sell it to you. But we were talking about fruit trees. When people, especially an oppressed spiritual being, with their heart and mind oppressed, see and taste and observe and have seen this manifested agape love before them, had it revealed to them personally that this spiritual fruit of agape love, joy, peace, and truth, authority, and dominion, can shine out into their life and bring freedom to their oppressed spirit, that through spiritually mature fruit, like Pastor Deborah, they will leap over people to get to the righteous tree of salvation. I've seen that. They will contact me any way they can. They will reach out to me on LinkedIn, YouTube, on other social medias, Twitter, out in the spirit realm. They will call me, send me letters, pictures. They're reaching, coming to the tree of agape love to get its righteous fruit of salvation, rebirth, and freedom. They want to just be sometimes in my presence. If you carry this fruit, they want to be in your presence. Hang out with you. Hear your voice. And they don't even know why. They will eat His fruits. Remember, everything is His, not yours. Him, the God of creation. He will plant His seeds of life by the Holy Spirit in this newly born again, redeemed, recreated spiritual spirit. And those seeds will begin to spiritually develop, mature their own tree of spiritual righteousness and salvation of the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, and thus producing the same fruits that I had, the gifts of the tree to be freely given to all humanity on earth. You learn to give freely, asking nothing. It's not your fruit. You are the tree that's planted of righteousness and freedom. And others will see. They will become to you. Sometimes you'll go to them. But it's His fruit of freedom that you are offering. One must discover and learn who one truly is if one is to bring spiritual life and its fruits to others, and to set oppressed spiritual beings called humanity spiritually free of their spiritual oppression and of their spiritual oppressors. So you can have a thought that's oppressing you, ignorance, but you can also be oppressed by spiritual beings, torture, torment. Many people are trying to be someone or something they are not, but they could be, but they have not been developed over time and through test of their faith. By overcoming the temptations of the lust of their eyes, the lust of their flesh, and the pride of life. Many have overcome this, though, and really and truly become free. Some have overcome through the times of tribulations and persecutions. So no one can find the spiritual fruits of the Most High God, but they can find the toxic fruits of darkness and ignorance, poisonous, toxic, and deadly fruits that others do not eat, and then they die. Yes, there are toxic fruits and toxic trees. Yeah. Remember, there's good and evil, black and white. Sort of the yin and the yang. We're all both here on planet Earth. Can you? It's amazing. It's amazing. One who truly discovers who the Most High God, the God of creation, says they are to become. Who? A king of the Kingdom of Heaven, a ruler, an offspring, a son, even the women. I am a son, that means offspring of God. One begins serving this fruit of the tree of righteousness to the world. Now I want to stop right there because I don't like to go too long. And we'll pick up what this tree of righteousness is serving to the world in the next one. You keep following Pastor Deborah here in this podcast and on the YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms. You need to learn a lot. You need to be encouraged. You need to eat the tree, eat a fruit from the tree of righteousness, and be freed from your spiritual oppression. All right, I'll see you on the next episode of The Oppressed Spirit here on Agape Loves Podcast, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.